This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, April 9. Response needed. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 10. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our message?" Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, "I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding." And Isaiah boldly says, "I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me." But concerning Israel, he says, "All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people." Once in a while, my wife asks, "Didn't you hear me?" As an aging retiree, I could probably use an excuse about hearing loss. But that's not the kind of hearing Paul's talking about. In our verse for today, Paul is quoting Psalm 19, which speaks of the heavens declaring God's glory. But as we know, not everyone pays attention to that message. The same happens when messengers bring the good news of God's salvation. People don't always listen, so it's not just a matter of hearing. Paul puts it plainly. Did they not hear? Of course they did. It's a matter of paying attention and responding. We must understand there's a twofold response to the gospel. As the canons of Dort put it, people respond with belief and acceptance, or they refuse to believe. Those who accept the gospel and embrace Jesus as Savior in true faith respond with genuine worship, grateful living, and a sure hope for eternal life. It's humbling and important to realize this truth. It's by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not for yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The gift of true faith leads to praise and worship. Will you worship the Lord and Savior today? Pray with me. Lord, forgive us when we fail to respond in worship, giving thanks for your gifts of life and love. Lead us to recognize you and to see the signs of your love everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.